now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is Talk to a Pastor. I am Pastor Roland. This is a wonderful program. It's very unique. And I think you'll see as we proceed that it is unique because I have, I have an enlightened perspective on things. See, one of the problems with, can we talk? Let's talk, shall we? I want to start off by saying that I'm not knocking churches. I'm not knocking churches at all. I have so many friends, associates, and colleagues who are Christian and who go to church, you know, do the church thing. They go to church on Sunday, and maybe they go to Bible study on Wednesday night, and they, you know, all that. And my son, as a matter of fact, has sung for several years. For several years, he sang in a Christian homeschool choir. And now he accompanies a Christian college choir. He's the accompanist. So, and I love reading the Bible. I love reading the Bible, and I love listening to some of the preachers and teachers on Christian radio. I love it all. However, there's one very big however, and that is that I appreciate Christianity and what the Bible says because I see it for myself. And that's where my bone of contention is with the churches, not the people in the church, but with the, you know, church leaders, in that it has come down to be very much a thing of dogma and doctrines and study. See, it makes it all very heavy. It makes it heavy, and it makes it even scary. I had someone who I recently chatted with on my on the internet. I answer questions on the internet, questions about religion. He said it scares him when he reads the Bible. Well, it's just there's too much study, too much scripture and verses. See, and that ruins it. See, Christianity is a thing of the heart. It's a thing of realizing. See, Christianity is supposed to be real. That's what God wants. He wants you to realize it. He wants you to realize Him. He wants you to become aware of His presence. He wants you to see things for yourself. See? And that's part of freedom. See? That's part of freedom. There was a nice man the other day on the radio, and he had been in Holland during World War II and suffered a great deal under the Nazis there. But he made an interesting comment. He said that freedom is from God. See, God gives us freedom. And, of course, the devil comes along and wants to take away freedom. And his minions, see, who think they're doing you a favor, who force you to study, who force you to be ambitious, who force you to set goals, who challenge you to do more and more and better and better. It's the same old story. You know, they're always challenging you. It's a tease, basically. They're tempting you to be ambitious, tempting you to do more. And there's even temptation they even do it in the church. They tempt you to read more, study more, do more, be more, give more. See, it robs life of joy and spontaneity. And so the good Lord wants you to be like a child. What did Christ say? Unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, the kingdom of heaven is is for joy, for spontaneity, for happy-go-lucky, see, for a blithe, carefree spirit, not for heavy, heavy study, 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 and ambition, and striving, and trying, okay? All right, I'll be right back after this message. Hello, this is Roland.
Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, gentlemen. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I answer questions. I am a pastor, and you can talk to me. And as you can see, I'm a nice guy. See, I'm a nice guy. I'm kind of like Kris Kringle. I'm like Kris Kringle in the original movie, A Miracle on 34th Street. I have a twinkle in my eye, and I have understanding. See? That's why I get along really well with kids. I get along great with kids. I get along great with animals. And a lot of times I don't get along so good with mean authorities. See? Mean authorities. So this mean spirit, this mean, see, it's a spirit. It can hide anywhere. See, let's call it, what shall we call it? Let's call it a mean spirit. See, it can be in parents. It can be in teachers. It can be in bureaucrats. It can even be in the church. I'll never forget. Years ago, my son was little at the time. He was about 5 years old, maybe six. He was already reading, incidentally. He was reading books. And I don't mean reading little kids' books. I mean reading regular books. So I decided, well, maybe I'll try to, I'll start to work on a credential to be an elementary school teacher. I was interested in kids, you know, little kids at the time, since my son was little. So I went for an interview just to get into a program at a Christian college, just to get into their credential program. See, I already had a bachelor's and a master's degree. So, you know, basically anybody can get into that program. All you do is just pay your money and take the classes, you know. So I went in for the little interview, and then they called me back the next morning. And at the next morning, it was supposed to be where they were going to help, you know, arrange my schedule. Well, the next morning I got there, and they said, well, you're going to have to meet with the dean. So the assistant dean took me into another room, and the dean was there, and there was two of them there. Oh, I forgot to mention, the night before there had been a little interview with three or four of their, you know, people in the department. So then I sat there and they said, the bottom line is, she said, you have an unteachable spirit. She wrote on the paperwork, he has an unteachable spirit. And then they came and they said, well, you're going to need hundreds of hours of this or that or volunteer or something or other. It was just absurd. But you see, what happened was that I represented true Christianity. I represented the true good, or what was in me was good. Not that I'm good, but see, I'm coming from a good place. I have a good spirit. I'm like Kris Kringle. Remember when he came up against that mean, hateful psychologist? Remember that psychologist in the movie? Oh, you've got to see the movie. If you have not seen Miracle on 34th Street, the one with Fred Gwynn and Natalie Wood and John Payne, and it's just so wonderful. You've got to see it. You just have to see it. I don't care if it's, you know, January or whether it's July. You've got to see it. But Kris Kringle, a very nice man, came up against this mean psychologist. And you could just see that two totally different approaches to life. One was good, one was kind, one had love and understanding. See, and the other one was mean and rigid and cruel and so on. See, but the thing is that the mean ones, well, they often get into positions of authority. So what I'm saying is that, and this will be a great joy to many of you, is that, see, a lot of people, see, and I talk to people, I know, because I've talked to them over the years. I've talked to them, and I've written, you know, corresponded with them and so forth. I know that a lot of people have they've been turned off to the church, or they've been scared by the church. They were told that they were bad and that they were this and that, that. And so they fell away from the church. Or, see, they were pressured to say they were saved when they were little tiny kids, so they emotionally said it, but they didn't really feel saved. See, and when you're a little kid, you're not ready yet to make a decision like that. You're just a little kid. See, that's for later in life. But anyway, so they made a decision, then they felt like a fraud. See, because they didn't really feel saved, which they really weren't anyway. They didn't feel saved, so they felt like a fraud, and so they felt unworthy. So there's all these different tricks that are played. One builds you up and makes you study, and then you feel guilty for studying. See, the study builds pride. See, religion is supposed to be realized. You know, real religion is when you go out in the world and you are a mom or a dad, or you do your job. Just a regular person, and all of a sudden you see something sweet. You see a bird, and you realize how marvelous the bird is. Or you see a tree, or you see a sunset. Or you hear a beautiful verse, or you hear a nice refrain in a song or a hymn. See, and you understand it. You understand it. You see it. It's beautiful. You love it. See, that's true religion. You're realizing God's green earth. There's a beautiful prayer that I say frequently. It's a little prayer before dinner, and it's something like, our Heavenly Father, you have filled the world with beauty and provided for us in abundance. Open our eyes that we may behold your gracious hand in all your works, and rejoicing at your whole creation, we may learn to serve you with gladness. See, isn't that beautiful? Open our eyes that we may see your gracious hand in all your works, in the butterflies and the trees and the grass and in good people and in children and in doggies and cats and in science. Everywhere you look, you see his creative genius. See, and when you see that, you're filled with awe and you marvel, and that's worship. Okay, and true religion is also seeing error or seeing wrong and just not having anything to do with it. See, I can see when somebody's mean, or when they're being cruel, or when they're being hateful. I see it, and I just don't want anything to do with it. And I can see when something is not, something doesn't quite sit right with me. See, something that somebody says, or what they're doing, or what they're trying to get me to agree with, or whatever. I just see that there's something not quite right about it. Okay, so I just don't go along. And I can't tell you what is not quite right about it. I just see that it's not quite right, and so I don't have anything to do with it. See? Well, that is also true religion. In the inner light of truth, the light of truth from God, I see what is not true. I see what is not good. I see what is not right. And then I just don't take part in it. See how simple it is? It's very simple. Well, that's true religion. My name is Pastor Roland, and I'll be right back after this announcement.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. Incidentally, if you'd like to go to my blog, my Talk to a Pastor online blog, the easiest way to go there is to go to www.mypastorchat.com. Mypastorchat.com. If you go to mypastorchat.com, it'll take you to my blog. Then you can see me. You can read about the service that I offer. See, I answer questions. See, you can actually chat with me. You know, live chat, or talk to me on the phone, or email me and get answers. Okay. Now, that's a wonderful service. I'm a pastor who has understanding. So that's a wonderful thing. See, a lot of us are like the ugly duckling. Do you remember the beautiful fairy tale of the ugly duckling? And it turns out she was really a beautiful swan, but she felt out of place because all the other ducks made fun of her because she looked weird. See? But it turns out that she was really a beautiful swan. Well, a lot of us are that way. We don't... You know, we try to fit in. We try to fit in with the group, with the gang. You know, they're smoking marijuana and they're drinking and so on. And we're, well, maybe we even go along. We smoke marijuana too and we drink too. We go along with them for a while, but we just don't feel right about it. See, and then we go to a church and there they are. And before long, they're pressuring you. See, there's some kind of pressure coming, emotional pressure or study pressure. Financial pressure. They're always trying to pressure you with something. See, that's an unholy spirit. That's what I was saying. See, there's a good spirit and then there's a mean spirit. Okay? Now, a lot of us, we're kind of in between. Part of us wants to be good, but part of us is mean. See, a mean part probably came into you from your mom who was mean or bossy or willful or self-righteous, or from your dad who was abusive or violent or wimpy. See, or from the teachers that pressured you, or the, who knows, the other students, the peer group pressure, who knows how it came in, but part of you started to become worldly. See, that part of you is worldly, and then part of you, well, you yearn for something beyond, you yearn for something good, something pure, something innocent. You want to find out, you know, who you are and find the purpose for your creation, for why you're here. See? And all the things that you heard when you were a little child and you loved those things, beautiful things. Now you became to doubt them. The world wanted you to doubt. So you see how the mean spirit operates. It makes you feel like you're wrong, seeing something wrong with them. See? Maybe you had a mean aunt. She was just mean. So one day you said, Mommy, my aunt is mean. Oh, don't say that about your aunt. Your aunt is nice. You had a mean babysitter that had two faces. One face when your parents were there and another face when they were gone. So you tried the parents. They didn't want to hear you. They want to listen. See, they said the babysitter was nice when you knew she wasn't. She was mean or bad or something. You see? There's just so many examples I can give. Every child has examples. You know, you go to... scouting, and then somebody there is bad. They want you to do something bad. See? Something that's very naughty or bad, and you don't want to do it. You try to tell your parents, they don't want to hear it. So on and so forth. So what they do is they try to make you feel like you're wrong. Then they accuse you of being lazy and not studying and being no good, see? So you go off and then you, because you hate them. Now here's the trick, see? When you resent them for their meanness and their phoniness and for not understanding, when you resent them for not understanding, then you feel wrong because of the resentment. All you have to do is give up the resentment and be free. Give up the resentment and be free. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. This is Talk to a Pastor. I'm a nice pastor. I have understanding. I have a twinkle in my eye like Kris Kringle. See? And I'm making the people who pressure you, who pressured you and who were mean to you and tried to make you feel like you were bad, I'm pointing the finger at them and saying they're mean. They're just flat out mean. See? But they don't like it. They think I'm mean for saying that they're mean. See what I mean? Anyway, so now you see that maybe you were always a beautiful swan, not the ugly duckling, but a beautiful swan. But all around you were mean ducklings, and they tried to make you feel like you were something wrong with you. See what I mean? All right. Well, so now you know that there's a game being played. It's a game between good and evil, between a good spirit, a kind spirit like Kris Kringle with a twinkle in his eye, and a mean spirit like the mean psychologist in the movie Miracle on 34th Street. See? Then a lot of people are kind of stuck in the middle. They don't want to be bad, so they pretend that they're nice, but they're not really, so they're hypocrites. See? And then some people say all the right things. See? They may have all kinds of degrees. You know, masters and PhDs and this and that, and they seem to say all the right things, but something is missing. They don't have understanding. They don't have love. They don't have a good spirit. And then some people are wicked. Yeah, some people are wicked. And what they want to do is confuse you, make you think that you're wrong, make you resentful so you hate them, and when you hate them, you become wrong. Then you feel guilty. Then you end up going to them, see, and embracing them and asking them, see, to accept you because you feel guilty for having hated them. See the trick? So now what you have to see is that there's been a lot of confusion. See, so now you have to just relax and let it all go. First of all, let go of the hate. Don't hate them. Whoever was cruel to you, whoever confused you, whoever rejected you, whoever made you feel like an ugly duckling, see, whatever they said or whatever they did and all the gossip and the meanness and the backstabbing and the confusion, just don't hate them anymore. See that they're victims too. Somebody did it to them and they turn around and did it to you. They're victims. See, they haven't found freedom. They haven't found love. See, they haven't found it. So just don't hate them, that's all. It doesn't mean you have to like them. It just means don't hate them. See that they're wrong, but don't hate them. Don't resent them. So let that go and let it all go. All the pressure, all the things that you were supposed to believe, all the things that you were supposed to do, just let it all go. And just be a regular person for a while. See? Just be a regular person and take delight in little realizations. Be glad that there's somebody like me. See? Be glad that you can hear what I'm saying and you respond to what I'm saying. It brings joy. See, a breath of fresh air, well, that's good. That means that maybe you're like me. See, you love the good spirit, and that's the direction you're going to be moving in. But when you finally decide that's the way you want to go, well, then some people won't like it. The mean ones won't like it. But so be it. See? There. So be it. Well, I'm now going to take a little break. Remember, mypastorchat.com. Mypastorchat.com to go to my blog. I'll be right back.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Roland. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. This was a delightful program. It really was. I hope you enjoy it. Listen to it again. You can go to KCAA Radio's website and find me on Sunday morning, and then you can listen to the podcast. In the meantime, best thing to do, however, is to go to my blog, which you can easily find by going to mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com, mypastorchat.com. Isn't that easy to remember? mypastorchat.com. There you can read my articles, you can listen to these programs. Oh, many wonderful things. Free book to read. A lot of good stuff. Please. And until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.